This podcast is brought to you by JewishPodcasts.org. Start your very own podcast today at JewishPodcasts.org.
Welcome to the Zeresh Imchin in English podcast, in which we learn and explain in a clear and uncomplicated manner an excerpt from the Sefer Zeresh Imchin. Parshat Vayeshev. It is written in this week's Parsha, Ela Tildiz Yaakov. These are the generations of Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvasa Ishana, when Yosef was 17 years old. Hayroya es Ochiv Batzoin. He was being a shepherd with his brothers. Vhunar, and we saw a young man. Es ben Zilpa, he was with the sons of Bila. Ves ben Zilpa. And the sons of Zilpa, Neshe Oviv, his father's wives. Ve'yovi Yosef es dibosim ro el avihem, and Yosef brought evil tales about them to their father. Rashi explains their evil reports. Whatever he saw wrong in his brothers, the sons of Leah, he reported to his father. They ate flesh cut off from living animals, evim inachai. They treated the sons of the handmaids with contempt, calling them slaves. And he suspected them of immoral behavior. Hashem punished Yosef for these three things in a way that was similar to what he said, Mida Keneged Mida. For Yosef saying the brothers ate flesh cut off from living animals, the punishment was that when the brothers sold him, they slaughtered the goat and they did not eat its flesh while the animal was still living. For Yosef relating to the father that they called the sons of the handmaids slaves, Yosef was sold for a slave. For Yosef accusing them of immoral behavior, it is written, his master's wife cast her eyes upon him. So the Shimshon asks, what did Rashi mean when he wrote, when they sold him, they slaughtered the goat? This implies that the brothers shechted the goat as soon as they sold Yosef, and they didn't wait until they were on their way back to Yaakov. Why did they check the goat before they needed to, in order to dip Yosef's clothes in blood, to convince Yaakov that a wild animal ate Yosef and clear themselves from guilt? What was the big rush? The Rishon answers this question in light of two midrashim. Firstly, Rashi in Parshat Vayishlach quotes the Chazal that Yosef was the main opponent of Esav, and he's the brother that will fight and conquer Esav. The next medrash is that Esav is compared to a goat. According to this, since Yosef is the main enemy of Esav, and Yosef will eventually conquer Esav, Yosef would boast to the brothers that they need him. Therefore, when the brothers sold Yosef, they shechted a goat in front of him to hint to him that he should not be so haughty and think that only he has the power to overpower Yosef. By shechting the goat, the brothers hinted that through the performance of mitzvahs, like Shechita, they are also able to overcome and destroy Yosef, who is compared to a goat. Zev Shimshon asks another question on Rashi. What did Rashi mean that the slaughtering of a goat was a punishment for Yosef? It makes sense that Yosef was sold as a slave and had to go through the test of Potiphar's wife as punishment, since he physically suffered when these things happened. However, what suffering did Yosef endure when his brothers slaughtered and ate a goat? How did it affect him to such a degree that it was considered a punishment for him? The Rishon begins his answer by quoting Mefarshim, who explain one of the reasons behind the prohibition of eating a limb that was torn off a living animal, evim inachai, is because this is an act of tremendous cruelty and causes the person who does it to become cruel. The Shimshon then explains Yosef's motivation to tell his father, Yaakov, that his brothers ate, evim inachai. Because Yosef knew that Yaakov was aware that the brothers hated him. Yosef didn't know how Yaakov understood the reason for this hatred. Was it because Yosef sinned? And it is written in the Gemara Psochim that not only is it permitted to hate a Rosha, but it is also a mitzvah to hate a sinner. or did he feel the brothers simply don't like Yosef? The reason it was important for Yosef to understand the way Yaakov looked at this hatred was that if it was the first reason, then his father would also hate him, because it's a mitzvah. But if it was the second reason, Yaakov would not have to hate Yosef. To convince Yaakov that the hatred had nothing to do with his conduct, Yosef told Yaakov that his brothers ate Eivim Min HaChai, to allude and convey to Yaakov the reason why his brothers hated him was the result of them being cruel, because they did the cruel act of eating Eivim Min HaChai. And the only reason they hated him was because of their bad and cruel personality. And therefore, there was no reason for Yaakov to join them in their hate of him. In order for the brothers to defend themselves and show that they were not cruel, they sold Yosef instead of killing him. This showed Yosef that they were not as he suspected them to be. The brothers then sent Yosef's garment soaked in blood to Yaakov, in order for Yaakov to conclude that a wild animal ate him. The brothers wanted Yaakov to reach this conclusion, not only to clear them of any guilt, but also to prove to Yaakov the reason they had shown hatred toward Yosef was not because they'd eaten Eivim Min HaChai, but because Yosef spoke Lashon Hara against them. And there is a mitzvah to hate one that sins. Their proof is based on the Gemara in Shabbos, that quotes Rami Bar Abba, that an animal does not overpower a person until he appears to it as an animal, meaning that he is very lacking in spiritual character. According to this, the suffering that Yosef endured by this checking the goat was the shame he felt knowing that his father thinks he was a sinner by speaking Lashon Hara against his brothers. Thank you for listening. And in the merit of your learning the Divrei Torah of Zera Shimshon, Hashem should fulfill the promise that the Zera Shimshon made for people who learn the Divrei Torah. In your eyes will see children and grandchildren like the offshoots of an olive tree, around your tables, wise and understanding, with houses filled with all manner of good things, and wealth and honor.